The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you into God's presence. The presence of God is everything to us. The presence of God is everything you can ever think of. In the atmosphere of the presence of God, diverse miracles and testimonies happen. And I want to believe that from Wednesday all through to Friday, all through to this morning, God has been ministering to you in the most unique way. If you are one of those people that God has been touching specially, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. His presence is everything to us. And I trust God that your life will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I'll be speaking today in the last day in the Breakthrough Unlimited series that we have had in the course of the February month of 2017, destroying hindrances to marital breakthrough. Destroying hindrances to marital breakthrough. Marriage is God's will for children, for His children. In Genesis 2 verse 18, He said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make an help meet for him." Also in Genesis chapter 2, also in verse 24, he said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh." So it is God's intention for us to be gloriously married and to enjoy the blessings of marriage. And your marriage can either be heaven on earth or hell on earth. The marriage of a human being can either be a heaven on earth, just like Jeremiah 11 verse 21 says. Heaven on earth or hell on earth. He says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, the men of Anath." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll get back to that scripture. Now, what I'm trying to say here is that your marriage can either be a heaven on earth life or a marriage that is not okay or acceptable. A marriage that is either of God or not of God. My prayer for you and your family is that your marriage shall have a testimony in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Your marriage shall be a marriage filled with testimonies. Your marriage shall be a marriage filled with testimonies. It shall be a marriage filled with the glory of God. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. The major agenda of the devil is to destroy marriages. John chapter 10 verse 10, it says, for the work of the devil is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The major agenda of Satan is to kill, to steal, and to destroy marriages. And then God has come and to give us abundantly good marriages, good homes. I pray that yours shall be a testimony in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, causes of marital unrest. What are the causes of marital unrest? What are the things that brings about marital unrest? Number one is wrong choices, wrong decisions, or what you can call wrong association. Causes of marital unrest, number one, is called wrong choices or wrong decisions or wrong associations. Many are victims of marital unrest as a direct result of wrong association. Hanging with the wrong person, dating the wrong person, planning wedding with the wrong person. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, explaining to us that it is important for each and every one of us to know that association matters to life. Association matters to life. Say, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners." Corrupt good manners. So your choices of friends and the choices you make is very important for you before you can have a good marital life. In Hebrews 13 verse 4, it says marriage is honorable. Hebrews 13 verse 4, marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. So the decision not to defile yourself and not to defile your home, which you are about to build or which you are building already, will bring about rest in your home. Number two, causes of marital unrest is nonchalant or negligent attitude towards marital life. There are some people, as students, as youths, have never taken a time per se to invest specifically into their marital destiny. You can't get from life beyond your investment into life. You can't get from life beyond your investment into life. You can't get from your marriage beyond your investment into it. So if you are planning to get married 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 1 year from now, 5 months from now, this is the best time for investment. A nonchalant attitude to your marital life brings unrest in the future. Something you don't care about, the devil cares about it. What you don't really care about, the devil cares about it. And he's looking out for how to destroy it. But I pray for you and your family today that the devil shall not be able to destroy you in the name of Jesus. The devil shall not be able to destroy your homes in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, causes of marital unrest is called ancestral altars or negative inheritance. Ancestral altars or negative inheritance. Many have inherited curses from their family. In their lineage, there was a lady who was every time she was dating somebody, the person was always jilting her. And she went to her mother and cried. And the mother said, what's your problem? Can't you see that my grandmother was never settled in any home? My own mother was never settled in any home. I also bore you out of wedlock. How do you expect that you will just get married like that? It's in the lineage. Didn't you notice it before? So ancestral altars or heritage, wrong heritage, inheriting wrong things from parents can also cause marital problems. There are some people, they are married, but in their marriage there is no peace because in their own mother's side, their father's side, the same thing. They are married, but there is no peace. I want to tell you that your being in Christ is a cure for the curse. Is somebody with me this morning? Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. Galatians chapter 3 from verse 13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. So, your coming into Christ is a cure for the curse. There are what we call family altars. There is what we call family inheritance. In some families, there are some things that are peculiar to the family. They are common to the family. Such things are very, very, especially in Nigeria, where a lot of our forefathers were involved in very, very high and very terrible occultic practices. And they have done a lot of things, a lot of incantations that are affecting the marital destinies of children. And I pray for you today that by the power in the name of Jesus, every ancestral power against your marital destiny be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. I said they be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Everything against your marital testimony is destroyed totally in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Number four, causes of marital unrest is called effects of past actions and past behaviors. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, that will say, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. When we are younger or young, there's a tendency, if one is not careful in Christ, to mess up one's youth. I'm sure you must have heard some people say, I'm still a small boy, I'm still a small girl. But doing what adults are doing, even more. There are some single people that know more than married people. They have more knowledge in the areas of sex and areas of things like that, more than people that have been married for 20 years. They have a PhD in sexology. And when one is deeply involved in such things, it affects one's marital destiny. Somebody who is deeply involved in abortion, in practices that are not of God, it results in marital unrest. So behaviors, think except one runs to Christ, those things have future effect. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 that he that is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So when we are in Christ, there is a change of life for us. There is a change of destiny for us. Our life is changed. But except one comes to Christ, he can't miss the repercussion. Because Christ has made a curse for us. And then the curses we should have received from our past acts, he receives them. According to Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14 that I quoted earlier. So once you are not in Christ and you continue, you must reap it. You must reap it. Except when you come to Christ and the record is wiped away. Somebody is here. All your past bad record shall be wiped away this morning. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number 5 causes of marital unrest is called demonic stronghold and interferences. Every man or woman plans a good marriage. But a lot of times, many cannot enjoy a good marital life because of demonic interferences or enemy interferences. In Matthew 13, verse 24 to 28, Matthew 13, 24 to 28, the Bible says that an enemy, it says, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, the sleep we are talking about here is not physical sleep. It is a spiritual sleep. While the lady or the guy slept off spiritually, he was relaxed spiritually. Enemy tiptoed into his or her life and deposited something. Say, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. He or she slept off spiritually, was not spiritually active. If you have a good marriage, you must not sleep off spiritually. If you are in a good relationship, you must not sleep off spiritually. If you are single, you must not sleep off spiritually, because God, devil already knows you have a glorious marital life. The fact that you have never slept with a guy before and that you are a virgin, or you are a guy, you have never done anything bad before, doesn't mean that devil cannot try to attack you. He will try, because he knows that your life is a testimony. That's why you must not sleep off spiritually, because the devil is never at rest. But I pray that he will never have power over you in Jesus' name. So demonic or strongholds or enemies interferences. Enemies interference is one of the major causes of marital challenges and marital issues. But I pray today that every form of marital problems and marital arrows fired at you is suddenly fired back to those that sent it to you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly this morning, what are the signs of marriage that needs urgent spiritual attention? I'll give you 10 of that quickly this morning. Signs of marriage, of a marriage or a marital life that needs urgent attention. Number 1, when the husband and wife has been captured by the spirit of a strange man or a strange woman. Proverbs 7, verse 24 to 27. When the spirit of the man is no longer with his wife. When the spirit of the wife is no longer with the husband. You are with your husband and his mind is gone. You begin to tap him. Where was? Sorry. His mind is already with another lady somewhere. Hiding in the toilet, picking calls there. Going from room to room, picking calls there. Waking up in the night to go out and say, I want to go and do something somewhere. Traveling and you cannot track him. That's number one sign that marriage needs urgent spiritual attention. That is, number one, when the husband and the wife is captured by the spirit of a strange man or a strange woman. Number two, was a sign that a marriage needs urgent attention. When the children are disobedient, rebellious, and gradually moving in the wrong path. There are some children, the Bible calls them strange children. Psalm 144, verse 11. Say, God, he said, deliver us from strange children. A marriage whereby the children are strange children. Say, read me and deliver me from the hand of strange children. A marriage where the children are rebellious. Do this. They say, no. Do that. Say, no. A marriage or a home whereby the children are against the ethics of Christianity. Walk in exact opposite of what God says. That marriage needs urgent spiritual attention. Urgent spiritual attention. A marriage whereby the children, the last place they want to go is the house of God. The last place they desire is the presence of God. That marriage, that home needs urgent spiritual attention. Number three, sign of marriage that need urgent attention is when the husband and wife are never or not praying together. When the husband or a wife and the wife are not praying together regularly, that family needs urgent attention. A husband, one of the things about marriage that once you get married, the first thing that must be happening regularly and from time to time is you're praying together. You battle issues together. That's why I want to advise every home here today who doesn't have an altar. You don't have a praying altar with your children, with your husband. Please start it now. This is one of the major things that destroys homes. There's a general saying, they say a family that prays together stays together. A family that prays together stays. So when you are praying together, you fight your battles together. When you are not praying together, it's a quick sign that there's a spiritual disconnect in that family. There's a spiritual, because your wife or your husband is supposed to be your best friend, your best prayer partner. Should know everything about you. So when you pray your own 7 hours somewhere, your husband pray his own, everybody's up and down. The children to do their own, there's no time of connection in the place of prayer. It's a sign that there's a soul split. There's a soul split. There's a soul split. From time to time, as God helps my wife and I, we take time on some days to fast together and also to pray together. Also on a daily basis, we are also in intense prayer together, minimum twice a day. This is how to build your home against the wiles of the forces of darkness and the powers of the wicked. Sometimes even when traveling, calling and praying together on the phone. These are things you must imbibe to keep the devil out of your home permanently. I can't imagine how couples will be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 month without having time to stand with God in the place of prayer. Number four sign that a marriage needs urgent attention is when the home becomes a fighting ring, a boxing ring. I will kick you. What do you mean? It's a long time I slap you, Abby. It's a long time. This time when I slap you, everybody will know because your two teeth, front teeth, the one that did Shamu go like this, the thing will come out. When a home or a family becomes a boxing ring, it's a sign that the family needs urgent spiritual attention. Not only fighting physically, fighting with words. Physical words, text messages flowing. You are stupid. You are more stupid. You think you have money, Abby? That your money will soon finish. You don't know anything. Hunger will finish. That is fighting verbally and fighting physically. For some of us, our parents were involved in that heavily when we were young. They will fight, sote, fight. No, because of the absence of being born again or absence of knowing God. Fight over everything. Fight over school fees. Fight over house rent. Fight over everything. Argument every day. This is also another sign that that marriage needs urgent spiritual attention. Number five, sign that a marriage needs urgent spiritual attention is when love, unity, affection, and peace is lacking. Love, unity and affection is lacking in marriage is a sign that that marriage needs quick attention. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Love must be the bedrock of your family if your family must enjoy the peace of the Lord. Peace must be in your family. Peace must be in the home. Peace among the children. Love and unity. You love each other. You are united. There is affection. There is affection. There is love in between the family. Once this is lacking, it means the family needs urgent spiritual attention. I'm bringing all these things to light to you this morning so that you can correct areas to which there is a need for adjustment. And if you are not yet married, you can ensure that these things become a part and parcel of you even as you prepare for your future and for your marriage. Is somebody with me this morning? If you are with me this morning, shout a big amen. Amen. Number six, sign that a family needs urgent spiritual attention is when the spirit of selfishness and self-centeredness dwells in the family. Husband goes out, eats very well with at least four big fishes with in pepper soup, with malt, and then with some coke, and then get soap. The wife says, "Can I have some little money for soup?" Say, "They've not paid us. There's no money. There's no money." Okay, what are we going to eat tonight now? He said, "It's only garri. Bring it like that. I will take it. Whereas he had battled himself with good food outside before. The spirit of selfishness and the spirit of self-centeredness destroys homes. Wife knows husband has not collected salary, hiding her salary. Went to construct something inside her cloth like this and hid money there. No matter how far the husband searched for money inside the house, he can never find it. Except he sleep her naked. He hid the money. Say, look, honestly. Whereas the money is there, in bail self. Say, who will spend money on man? Who will spend money on a man? Is it a man that cannot provide for his family? That's the only scripture you know. A man that cannot provide for his family. A woman that cannot help her man is not a good man too. I add that one to it. We are to help each other. We are not in a competition. A husband and a wife are friends. They are working towards the building and the establishment of a home. They are working towards the construction and the development of God's house, of God's work, their own house, and the society. It's not a competition. There is supposed to be a synergy. Someone say synergy. Synergy. You work together. One shall chase 1,000. Two shall what? Chase 10,000. This is some of the mistakes our parents make. The woman making money, go and build a house somewhere, 8 flats, and they are still living in rented apartment. I never told the husband. On the day the husband hears, he wants to divorce her. Because many times, she will still be harassing him in the house. Money, money, money. Whereas she's buying 200 bags of cement, one at once. There mustn't be self-centeredness in you. Selfishness. Wearing very lovely things. But your own wife. In fact, once she does her hand like this, the armpit is torn. It's torn. It's torn. And then the man is wearing agbada like this. I say, babarede babake. When he enters party, they begin to call him. Lucky Bobo Mobaro de any de Mobaro. Lucky Bobo Loni Temi. And then he's in like this. And his wife is doing rupart in the house. He's in the house with nothing. That's the spirit of selfishness and self-centeredness. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Be free with your wife. Let her know how much you have. Let her know what you are collecting. Be free with your husband. Enjoy yourself together. Be blessed with what you have. So that your home can enjoy breakthrough unlimited. Number seven, major cause of problems in marriage is called sexual famine or lack of communication. Or what you can also call transfer of affection to children. Number seven, I said, is called sexual famine, lack of communication, or transfer of affection to children. Let me start from the third one. Sometimes when people get married, one of the things that grinds their marriage is once children come, The total love that the woman had before for the husband moves everything to the baby. Doesn't leave one for the husband. My baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby. Are you the one that impregnated yourself that you had baby? Are you the one that impregnated yourself that maybe you knew somebody before you knew before baby came? You must know how to balance your life. That's why you must be well groomed before you get married. You don't just get married. So you say, I'm married. No, it is your wisdom level that shows that you are married. It's not just I'm married. It's your wisdom, the way you behave. That's what shows that you are really married. Not just I'm married. You don't transfer all your love. You share it. Your husband gets his own share. That's why some men, immediately that happens, they also look for love somewhere else. They search for their love somewhere else because he's experiencing love deprivation in the house. He's a nobody again in the house. It's like an infinitesimal, non-existent, microscopic person. Shout hallelujah! It's like a micro. Who is this one? Also, lack of communication. Talking together. Women like to talk. They like to talk. They like to talk. They like to communicate. They are not communicating. Just do your face. Are you the lion in the generation? What is it? What's the problem? Communicate. Communicate. It can happen to women too. A woman, listen, women, please, so don't lose your femininity. Don't lose your ability to be a woman. There's something about a woman. Don't become a man. You are not a man. Don't become hard like a rock, like you do it like somebody that wants to give blow all the time. A woman is tender. A woman is a loving person. A woman, don't lose your femininity. Or else your husband will see you like a rock when you are standing like this. Hey, Okuta. Look at you and say, don't be like a rock, be tender. Communicate. Find out the things your husband likes. Communicate with him. Communicate. Use eye contact in the house. Last night, at the cell fellowship, after the cell, my wife came to me. I said, why were you communicating with me with your eyes in the cell fellowship? I wanted to say, we were listening to the word of God, not the eye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Communicate. Communicate with yourself. Send text. Instead of chatting with nonsense people, chat with your wife. Hello, baby, where are you? Oh, you are in the office. Wonderful. How has your day been? She likes it. Not just for a few minutes, a few seconds. Your husband too. Don't allow people to take over the communication system of your husband. Dominate the scene. Women, are you listening to me now? Dominate the scene. Dominate the scene of communication. Talk to your husband. Dominate. Talk to him more than anything. If he doesn't want to talk to you, talk to him by force. He said, I'm too busy. He's enjoying it as you are giving him attention. Come on, shout hallelujah. And of course, sexual famine. This is one of the major problems in homes. As far back as eight years ago or 9 years ago, as a pastor before this ministry started, we settled a quarrel with a couple. The man and the wife, almost going close to 60. The wife was angry that the man was denying her sex. You say, Now, you can now imagine somebody that just got married at 30, maybe 30 or 31 or 30, or maybe 40 or 45, and there's sexual famine in the house. Your body is no longer your own once you get. It is when you are not yet married that you deny yourself. Once you are in the marriage, if the husband says, when the wife says, it is time. Because there are more than 1,250 people that are ready to give that person that same thing you are denying. And it will be free of charge. It will be free. Somebody say free of charge. Free of charge. Oh God. You know, I saw something in the scripture some time ago. It will be free of charge. Without any stress. I said without any stress. So it's important for us. I pray I'm able to locate that scripture real quick. Now, okay. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1. He says, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. Seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, what will we eat? Will we eat our own bread. No need to provide us food. Somebody say Jehovah. No need to buy us recharge card and Valentine something, nothing. Don't buy a house for me. He said, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach. That your husband that you are saying, leave me. I pity you. Because you will be aghast. You will be aghast. You that you are even spend few time. You are not even in the house. You are not even around. So you must ensure that you leave a mark in the life of your spouse that doesn't even make your spouse want to go anywhere else. This is very, very important. And this is only for the married, not for people cutting. Listen though, it's not for people that are cutting. It's not for what I'm talking about, it's not for people that are cutting. If you do some of these things, if you are cutting, you will get yourself into a problem. You communicate from morning to night. You at night again, you are communicating. You have problem. The person can talk to you on the phone in the night and your body can be vibrating. On the phone, no, he's serving in just, you are here and he's talking. Oh, baby. In the night, you will be melting. So beware. Talk to your neighbor and say, beware. Beware. Okay. Oh. Let us move down. Number what now? Number eight. Okay. Number eight sign that a marriage needs quick attention is when arrows are constantly being fired into your family. Arrows. Devil is constantly firing arrows into your marital life or into your marriage. You never have a settled relationship. All your relationship is also wahala. Naso wahala, wahala. One problem or another, one issue or another. It's a sign that's a need for quick prayers in that direction. Number nine, I need to be very fast now because of our time. Wow. Okay, I need to be very, very, very fast now because I still have something important to talk about. Number nine, sign that a marriage needs quick attention is when the spirit of pride, intolerance, bitterness, unforgiveness, stinginess rules the family. I put all that together as the spirit of pride. Pride, intolerance, bitterness, unforgiveness, stinginess, malice. All these things are a function of pride. When you are intolerant, you are proud. When you are bitter, you are proud. When you are unforgiving, you are proud. When you are stingy, you are proud. When you have malice. There are some people in the family. The husband and wife, 2-3 weeks, they might not talk. The story of a man who was traveling, who had a wife, and they were not talking in talking terms. When the wife prepares food, he will send his son, take this note to your daddy, his food is ready. When she's going, she will send a note, tell your daddy I'm going to work. And then one day, the husband too, he was to make up for, he was traveling somewhere for a very important job appointment, and he wrote in a paper and put it beside the wife before the wife came to sleep. Please, by 6 a.m., wake me up because I have a flight to catch at the airport by 7. So when it was 6 a.m., the wife wrote a note. It is now 6 a.m. and put it beside him. So he slept up till past 7. And woke up and said, what happened? You didn't wake me up. I woke you up. See the paper there. Bitterness, unforgiveness brings about strife in families. Bitter. Learn to be a forgiving person. Don't be a person that is always against, always issue. Issue that has been buried like Methuselah. Issue, they don't take issues of 6 years, you bring it up again. Issues of 6 months, let me tell you, issues of even one day is enough. Just don't bother yourself to go back into the archive. Go back into the archive of good things. According to what the Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 8, where we should think on good things. Only think of good things. Whatever is good, whatever is all the things that are beneficial, don't reminisce or think over bad things. If you dwell on that, then you will not have anything to think of. There's no perfect man, there's no perfect woman, but ensure. Also, don't be a proud husband or a proud wife. Humble yourself before your husband. Humble yourself before your wife. Don't treat any of them as if they are rubbish people. This is not good, and God does not like it. Humility must govern your conduct to your wife and to your husband. Let's go to number 10 now. when the family is experiencing satanic roadblocks to childbearing is another issue. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 26, the Bible said, there shall nothing be cast their young nor be barren. There shall nothing be cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Our God is a God that loves children. He loves children. So when a family lacks children, there will be rancor. There will be issues. And when this happens, immediately it means there's a need for urgent spiritual attention. Many mother-in-laws have brought back wives from the village to come and replace a wife in the house. But they are counting time. But I speak this morning that every woman under the sound of my voice, trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you are receiving it in the name of Jesus. You are receiving it in the name of Jesus. And everyone pregnant, you are delivering your children safely. Quickly, solutions to marital bliss hindrances. What is the solution to all the things I've spoken about this morning? Number one, live a holy life. Solution. Number one, 1 Peter 1 verse 16, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Also, if you are single, ensure your bed is undefiled. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Ensure your bed is undefiled. Stop defiling your bed. Hebrews 13 verse 4. 1 Peter 1:16. I think I'm speaking clearly enough. So it's important that your bed should be undefiled. Someone say undefiled. If it has been defiled before, stop it. Stop it. Stop it before it stops you. Stop that defilement before the defilement stops you. Stop it. Number two, solution to marital bliss hindrances is follow the word of God on relationship and marriage. There is a word of God on relationship and marriage. And that's part of the things I'm talking about this morning. Follow God's precepts. Follow God's commandment on the issue of marriage so that you can have breakthrough maritally. Follow God's commandment on relationship. Follow God's commandment on marriage. Your part as a man to provide for your family. Your part as a woman to support your husband. Follow that commandment so that your home can be a blissful home. Number three, solution to marital bliss hindrances is walk in wisdom, then train your children in that wisdom. A child you pamper today will tamper with your future tomorrow. When you pamper your child, you don't train them. So walk in wisdom. Acquire wisdom. Read books on marriage. I can't imagine somebody say he wants to get married and then you have not read 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 books on marriage from cover to cover. You make mistakes. So try as much as possible to get wisdom. Then when you get married, train your offspring in that wisdom. Train them. Be the first trainer of your children. Children that are not trained cannot reign. An untrained child cannot do well. And this is a call to parents to settle down, to train their children. Stop moving from pillar to post. Invest into your children. Invest tirelessly into your children. Invest tirelessly into your children so that your marriage and your home can be a great home. Number what now? Number four, solution to marital issues is to make up your mind to do it right. At least be contribution driven. Make up your mind that whatever it will take, I will do it right. I will do my relationship right. Be a contribution driven person. Don't be a parasitic fiancé. There's no week you don't ask for something. I need money for my hair. And I want to fix my nails. I need money for pepper soup. I need money for, you won't pay my school fees. You won't be a contributor. Add value to the life of the person that you want to get married to. Add value to the life of your husband or your wife. Once a man or a woman discover that a person is parasitic, they begin to move away naturally. Even God, when God sees that every time you come to him, he's only to ask for something, he will begin to look at you as a parasitic person. That's why when we come to the church, we take time to worship God even before we pray. Most people that come to church and when it's worship, they are looking like this and prayer, they are praying like this. You are deceiving yourself. It's better for you to carry your bag and just go back to your house or go to the stadium and watch match. You can't come to the house of God. It's time to worship. Then quickly you bring out your prayer card. Say, God, you are worshiping. You are praying. No. Be a contribution-driven person. Let your life be one to add value to others. You say, this person, we are getting married 1 year, 2 years, 6 months, 3 years from now, or your husband or wife, add value tirelessly to that person. Tirelessly to that person, and then this will help you. Anything that you see in the life of that person that is that you can help to become a better person, please do. Number five, be vigilant and sensitive and alert spiritually. Many young people are not spiritually sensitive. Be spiritually sensitive to what God is saying about a particular person. Be spiritually sensitive about what God is, who God is directing to you or from you. Be alert spiritually. Let your heart be alert spiritually. Don't have a carnal mind. Let there be a robustness in your spiritual life that you can connect with heaven's signal even at your age. That's why it's important for you on Wednesdays to fast so that you can last. So that you can connect with spiritual. You know, there are some people you can never know them unless God reveals them to you spiritually. They are like green snake under green grass. You will never know that a guy smokes. Sometimes, except God helps you and reveals it to you spiritually. He will ensure that there's enough tom-tom around him. He will ensure that he has perfume and everything that can ensure that you cannot even suspect. And you did that for 3-4 years. Immediately you enter the marriage the first night, after all the celebration and everything, goes to the toilet and say, what's this? You were not sensitive before. Be spiritually alert. Let your spiritual life be robust. This can only happen if you draw closer to God, not drawing closer to rubbish things and browsing all sort of rubbish websites. That will make your spiritual life dull. It will make your spiritual life to be dull. Let have a spiritually robust life. Invest maximally into your spiritual life on a daily basis in the place of spiritual alertness. And I pray that the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Number six, be very prayerful in your spiritual life and in your marriage. If you want to have a blissful marriage, be very prayerful. If your desire is to have a blissful marriage, pray about everything. Pray about your house. Pray about your children. Pray about the development of your husband. Pray against when you notice that your husband is staying out late. Don't ignore it. Challenge the spirit of the strange woman against him. Take back the heart of your husband in the spirit. Many have lost their husband's heart in the spirit realm, and they want to possess it in the physical realm. When a man's heart is no longer with you, you will know. It's not difficult. It's just that you are ignoring it. You are ignoring the truth. When a man's heart is not in, he will not pursue you again. He will not do to you. So possess what he has been doing before. If he has stopped it, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Be spiritually alert as a woman. It's a shame now that a lot of women are, the life of carnality has destroyed their destiny. Carnality. Party. They party away their marriage. Party away their marriage. They are in a party, partying, and then the husband is partying the house girl in the house. House girl that is smelling and stinking. Doesn't use roll-on, doesn't smell, doesn't take bath, but he still goes to her room and sleeps with her. And you are partying. Be a spiritually robust woman. Engage in prayer. Also, as a man, don't lose the heart of your wife. Invest into her daily. Some women too mess up. Some women married have a lot of issues too. A lot of very bad issues. Invest into her tirelessly, daily. Pray extensively. Fast regularly. Nothing good comes so easy. Number seven, where I'm going to stop today. How to have marital bliss. Number seven is stay under spiritual cover and counsel. Ensure that your marriage has a vibrant ministry, a church where marriage and holiness and things of God is publicly taught. And the people teaching have ready evidences of what they teach. You see, Levites and pastors are specially selected from God. That's why the Bible tells us in Isaiah, I think Isaiah 3 verse 15 or so, I will give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Their work is to feed you and to make you spiritually robust. And to make you better. Isaiah 3:15. Also, in the book of Jeremiah chapter, in Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 19 also tells us that take heed to thyself that thou forsake not the Levites as long as thou livest. Take heed that you forsake not the Levites as long as thou livest. Ensure that you don't leave your pastors. Ensure that you walk with them. Ensure that your pastors, take it that thou have pastors. As long as you are alive, ensure that you have a pastor. You have people you can run to who can provide you with good spiritual wisdom, knowledge, understanding that will help you to become a better person. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. I speak to your life this morning that God is going to bless you maritally. I say God is going to bless you maritally. God is going to bless you maritally. God is going to bless you maritally. Every form of challenge against your marital life is hereby attacked and destroyed in Jesus' name. Every hands of the wicked and manipulations of the wicked against your marital destiny is hereby destroyed in the name of Jesus. Forces of hell, powers of darkness against you be destroyed in Jesus' name. Earlier on I said Isaiah 3:15. I wanted to say Jeremiah. Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah 3:15, not Isaiah 3:15. I will give you pastors. So ensure that you are under good pastoral covering, who will give you good knowledge. People you can run to when there's an issue. People that you can talk to. Not necessarily the pastor who is above who is in charge of the ministry as a whole, but the men of God who can help you to ensure that your marital testimony is not a destroyed one. My prayer for you is that your life will never be the same again.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.